I'm joined by The Guardian's Chris Stephen in Benghazi. Chris, there have been these arrests by the Libyan authorities. Tell us more.
Well, we've been told by the Interior Ministry that four people have been arrested, but they haven't been named. And there's a lot of cynicism in Benghazi about this announcement. They think it's more about placating the Americans. Certainly, there's no interest in any sort of investigation. I mean, myself and other journalists were free to trample around the crime scene yesterday. There was no sign of any tape or anyone doing fingerprints or any sort of evidence. And, you know, frankly, one wonders if the Libyan authorities really want to get to the bottom of this.
But the FBI are due to arrive today?
Yes, they are. We've just heard that they've closed all the airspace to other traffic, and we're expecting FBI and a Marine Corps guard to turn up. We're also expecting the president of the parliament, Maghreb, who has been quite outspoken against the Islamists, and he does seem to want to take action. Now, whether his government will follow that, I don't know.
You were talking yesterday about frustration in Benghazi that Tripoli wouldn't be taking this seriously. Are there signs that it is now?
No, frankly, there are no signs that they're taking it seriously. I mean, this may change, but the frustration here is very real. That people in Benghazi, everyone you speak to, they say, look, this is not new. We've had jihadist attacks now for the last 3 or 4 months. We've had jihadists attacking Sufi mosques. We've had them destroying Commonwealth war graves. Every time it happens, there's an announcement there'll be an investigation, but nothing ever happens. And I think that's the frustration you feel in Benghazi, that they feel that they made a revolution and that the government's let them down.
Are protests planned at all today, either against America or counter demonstrations?
I think we'll see, because today everyone's at the mosque, so this afternoon and this evening is traditionally the time for protests. There have been a couple of pro-American protests that were staged this week, sort of spontaneously, really, saying that, you know, we don't dislike the Americans, we do want the outside world here. There haven't been any anti-American demonstrations since the incident at the embassy on Tuesday, but we'll see what happens later today.
There's been a big protest called for in Egypt, which the Muslim Brotherhood are backing. Frustration in Libya at that?
Yes, I think the mood is very different in Libya to Egypt. I don't think, one doesn't feel the sort of anti-Americanism, and certainly I've been living here now for a year, and you very rarely find people who have this hang-up about the Americans. People's here's concern is that this is a very rich country, potentially has a lot of oil wealth, and it should be dealing with the Americans, the Europeans, the Gulf states. They really want to open up to the world, and you don't really find this undercurrent of against the West.
You're writing in today's paper about the Islamist Ansar al-Sharia Brigade, who's thought to be behind the attacks. Any more on them?
Yes, well, al-Sharia have a barracks here in Benghazi, and certainly local opinion is that they were behind the attacks and they were certainly initiating the protest and all the rest of it, and that they or other jihadist elements have been behind all the other attacks. Now, they themselves deny it. They held a press conference last night to say it was nothing to do with us. And I suppose one takes them on their word, but certainly there are extremist factions here and in eastern Libya who are responsible for a lot of these attacks. And again, the question is, how far do the Americans want to push it? How far does the Libyan government want to take them on?
Okay, Chris, keep us posted. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you.